we knew the time was going to come. It seems inevitable. Democrats are now pushing a pay-by-the-mile scheme. It would start as a pilot program before being officially implemented in about a decade, a little under a decade. Joining me on the line with his reaction, Senator Phil Fortunato, Republican from Auburn. Welcome back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
It feels like inevitable, right?
Go ahead. Yeah, right. I mean, it's actually a national thing that's going through, and ironically, it's because you wouldn't believe this, but people are buying more fuel-efficient cars and more electric cars. I mean, wow, isn't that amazing? So now gas tax revenue is going to flatten out, which it already is. So they're looking for a different source of revenue, and this actually makes sense for electric cars, for example. But the way that this is going to work is actually a little bit comical. If you drive an inefficient vehicle, a gas guzzler, you're not going to be paying any mileage tax. You would probably even get a credit, because the way that this works is they calculate how much mileage your car gets, how many gallons of gasoline you would have purchased, and they give you a credit towards mileage and charge you. It's going to start out at 2.5 cents, which is basically almost a break even.
Yeah.
Which means if you drove a car at 20 miles a gallon, you're going to wind up paying a nickel in mileage tax for 100 miles. But if you drove a Tesla, you're going to wind up paying $2.50.
So you look at the data, does that change the way you look at this whole program?
Well, again, it does make sense for electric cars, because they're looking for a way to, you know, maybe tax the voltage that they're using, or the amperage, or whatever the heck it is. So this actually makes sense for electric cars. And but the real problem is, they want to fund transportation this way, and there is no connection between transportation funding and mileage, or usage, rather. There is a connection between transportation funding and inflation. And 22 years ago, I was a state rep in the 47th, and I said, in the future, people are going to buy more fuel-efficient cars. They're going to buy more electric cars. Gas tax revenue is going to flatten out. We need to have an inflation-linked funding source, and that's the sales tax from the sale of motor vehicles. If you take the sales tax from the sale of motor vehicles and you stick that into the gas tax account, all of these transportation problems are solved. You get $24 billion to do all the bridges, the highway expansion, every project that's on the list, finish Route 18, the whole ball of wax.
What's the objection to that? What do you hear as the objection from Democrats? Because that does sound more reasonable.
And by the way, when you buy an electric car, you pay sales tax. The problem is it takes money out of the general fund, because now, which coincidentally works out to be about 4%, which is what other states are doing. Idaho does the same thing. They just take 4% out of their sales tax and stick it into the gas tax or their highway fund. And so if you did this, when I first ran this, the budget was $26 billion and the sales tax was $512 million. Now the budget is almost $70 billion and the sales tax is $2.5 billion. And I can't figure out why, if you build a road, because the argument is always it hurts education. Mm-hmm. If you take money out of the general fund, it hurts education. I go, wait a minute, you sold us the 11.9-cent gas tax. I wasn't there when they voted on this. But when they did that, they said, if you pass this 11.9-cent gas tax, you're going to give us, we're going to create all these jobs, it's going to create all this economic stimulus, it's going to do all that great stuff. I said, fine, let's apply that to this. Let's apply that to the sales tax. And when you do that, you get $23 billion in sales tax, but you get $54.4 billion in economic stimulus, jobs, road creation, stuff like that, you know, economic stimulus. I mean, we are a transportation or a sales tax driven state. if you want more money in the general fund, sell more stuff. That's the way it works, right?
And but is this whole idea, though?
Is the lifeblood of the economy.
It clearly is, but is that DOA?
No. I mean, people are actually talking about
it. Okay, so that's good. I mean, because the Democrats have not expressed any interest so far, publicly, not too much at least, for an alternative to the pay by the mile, which obviously has some concerns when it comes from a privacy standpoint.
Right. Well, you know, I actually ran a bill that people are calling in and give me a lot of flack because I usually try to pay attention to the short title, what they write on there. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it didn't come through and it says, you know, mileage tax. What it does is it says, all right, if you're going to pay by the mile, pay when you register your car. How many miles on your car? You just pay it when you register your car, right? And you can, they have to have an account anyway, so you can maybe put $20 a month in your account, but you pay for it when you register your car. The cost of collection, if you did that, is like 1%, which is similar to the cost of collection on gas tax. The cost of collection, the way they want to do it, which is nobody is putting a GPS in my car.
Exactly.
Nobody is telling me when I'm over the speed limit. You know, somebody said, oh, it was great. We did the pilot program, and it told me how fast I was going, how many red lights I ran, how many. So I go, why would you want that? You know, I mean, never mind the fact that it's a privacy issue. I don't want anybody knowing where I'm going. What the hell business is it of theirs? So, but the cost of collection is 35%. So they're willing to flush 35% of the money down the toilet to make sure that people don't cheat 2 or 3% of the time.
We've been talking with State Senator Phil Fortunato. Wish you the best of luck on this one. I really do hope it gains some more steam.
All right. Thanks, Jason.